Hello.
Hi, is this Burton?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Ruben. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I sent you my number. I had to head out in a bit, so I just wanted to give you a quick ring. So I think I'm missing something. So what you sent me from Can, that just seems to be like a related loan security agreement. It doesn't show
Yeah,
really.
there's three files in there.
Okay, so I have 8 pages that you sent me. Maybe let me just walk through it. So the first page I have.
Take a look at what I sent it to you again. Just take a look at that one.
Okay.
Because I've got it here. Welcome to Can Capital Installment Loan. Welcome to success.
I don't have that.
What's that?
I didn't get that. The only attachment I got was related location guarantee and security interest. That's all I got.
There should have been three files that showed up there, but
Just
I
one.
have. All right, just a second. Hang on a minute. Okay, loan, Cardinal, first 24 months.
And then you're going to also be able to get me those bank statements for August, correct?
That's what he's working on.
Cool.
I don't do that. All that does is drive me crazy. Chris is very good with IT stuff. Boy, what I sent you. I got Can Capital Installment Loan Agreement. I got Welcome to Can Capital
Yeah,
Installment Loan.
those are the two I'm missing. I only got secure, but I only got the things that basically says, here are your related companies and addresses. That basically an addendum.
Well, I always love it when people think I'm lying.
I don't think you're lying. I think it's an internet issue. Don't have that in my personality.
Well, all right, let me try this. Our goals. At what?
R. Goldstein at bankofcardiff.com.
All right, take a look at that. It should be there momentarily. On the attachments, it shows four attachments and three.
All
Whatever,
right.
but just that you're missing are there.
Okay.
I did it in Gmail instead of AOL.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, and just so you know why these positions are important is that all these people are putting like UCCs on you. So, okay, so this makes sense. It's a cover page. So you've got one agreement. So let's just do this. So what do I have? I've got the Can Capital loan. So Lena has the other one, you're saying. So what? The only thing that I'm missing now are those bank statements and the contract you have with business backer. And then I can get everything kind of rolling for you.
Well, if you're going to put me into a category of being in about the umpteenth position at 39%, what do you need the business tracker thing for?
I'm not putting you in that position. I'm trying to provide a refinance for you.
Okay.
Because basically, my goal, here's what's happening, and you're piecing these in, you're piecing these things together. Everyone's coming to you, and I don't know how to say it. People are terrified of you as a customer. You have really good credit, I assume, correct?
You what?
You have good credit, correct?
Yeah, it's down a little bit now, but it's 720 or 30.
Yeah, so you're not the typical customer. So the average person in our industry is really suffering, as is the average lender in our industry. So you have a lot of people that are coming to you, and you're saying, because we actually spoke a year ago, and I was really direct with you, then you said, and you're saying, hey, look, I've got good credit, I do $20 million a year in business, and people are, they're kind of feeding for garbage in our industry right now, so people are terrified for you. So you've got a lot of lenders that are coming to you and saying, well, here's 4 years, here's 3 years, here's this, here's that, because they just want to get you something to make you happy. I'm not going to talk to you like that. I'm not going to talk up or down to you. I'm just talking to you with parity. We're not going to put you into a third position loan. You've already told me that that doesn't interest you. Even if we can reduce the rate on that loan for $250, you have no use for a 7-month loan that doesn't interest your business. So I'm not going to offer that to you. It's pointless. I'll tell you what they'll discount it to, but it's not really something that I'm gearing towards. What I'm trying to do is get you a second position loan that refinances you out of your current LG, or just a complete refinance. The reason I need to see the contracts is the bank statements until recently show daily payments, which is a completely different category. So I've got to show everything.
There aren't any.
Correct, but I need to show it. I need to show the bank statements and the contracts.
And I told you there aren't any.
Correct, but I need to see the current bank statements and contracts. It's going to be required.
All right, there's about 40 pages here.
Yeah, we're going to need to see the entire contract and the current August bank statements. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I don't mind the current bank statement. That's not a problem. But this idea of saying that, well, we're seeing a daily draw, and I'm telling you there aren't any, you know, at this point in time.
Correct. I know you're not lying to me. When your file was submitted, it was submitted with July bank statements. So all they saw until that time was daily draws. You're talking to someone that can actually help you out. I'm not here to make your life difficult. I'm here to help you out.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to send this.
The whole point of this conversation and kind of doing this work on the front end is to give you clarity on what's available. You might on Monday not like what we have to say. You might love what we have to say. But I think we're going to give you enough information about what's available that whether or not we help you out on Monday, you'll still maintain a relationship with us and come back to us, even if it's not the right time right now.
Well, I have even at that, I mean, the way I look at it is if I'm turned down now, I'm turned down forever.
No, not really. That's
now,
a silly...
The way I'm looking at it...
It's a silly way...
This, you know, the evil stepchildren, well, then so be it.
No, that's a silly way to look at it. So why might it be difficult? Well, there's two, like I explained, there's two things, and it's just to give you education about our industry. There's two things that kind of are little things to go against doing working capital right now. They're things that you can get over, but there are two issues. The first issue is your balance is more than 100 grand. Like I said, you have a lot of options if your balance is 100 grand or below.
Yeah, so if I had a business that did 500,000 and my balance was 100 grand, then it's the same problem as if I do $6 million worth of business and I have 100 grand.
Not 500,000, but you do about $7 million a year in sales, correct?
Yeah.
So let's just give you an example, right? Let's say you were a $3 million a year business with $100,000. That $100,000, it's just a cutoff. That's not a swipe of you. It's just a cutoff. That doesn't mean you can't be helped. It's just a cutoff. I'm just giving you information. And the second thing is there are more hoops to jump through when a customer's done a refinance in the last 1 to 3 months, which you have. These aren't goals that are unachievable, but don't look at it. I encourage you not to say, like, oh, if you can't help me now, you can't help me ever. That's a silly way to look at things because we're going to give you information. What?
Why? If I'm going to get myself down to zero, I don't need you guys.
Who said you had to get down to zero? I just did a loan for a customer, and I said, hey, look, I talked to them 3 months ago, and I told them you have to wait for 3 months. We just refinanced them. They did what I told them. We got them where we need to go. So we're not going to, like, I personally don't look at it as it's got to be now or never. The reality is what my opinion is I can understand what you're going through. A million people are hollering at you. They're all telling you the best. You've got multiple loans. And it sounds like you don't want to stack. You don't like the idea of stacking, correct?
No, I don't.
Yeah, and it's a violation.
If all I'm going to do is get a bunch of crap from banks telling me why they're going to charge me 30 or 40 points, then I might as well just close stores, take the inventory, pay it all off, and tell everybody to go, you know, kiss my ass.
I mean, I just work for the company. I don't own it, so it's not my money. All I would tell you is, I think for a customer such as with your profile, the ultimate goal is to get you into a program that is longer term and also has you access more money. The reality is, like I said, these $100,000 loans, these $50,000 loans, we can stop the nonsense. You do $600,000 a month in business. A $50,000 loan doesn't do anything for you. You need a larger loan. You need something that can help you out. $50,000 is nothing to you. That's like us giving a $5,000 loan to a $700,000 business. They'd laugh at us. I understand where you're going.
Everybody's making it sound like I've committed some kind of a freaking mortal sin.
No, I just think you're dealing. I think you're dealing with salespeople who don't have your interest at heart. That's what I think.
Well, nobody's got our interest at heart. All they want to do is collect from us and charge us and overcharge us and be the absolute assholes that they possibly can be. That's what I think about this business.
Okay, so all I would tell you is, when I tell you what we can do for you Monday and what we can do for you in the future, don't treat me like a salesperson. I'm not here to sell you a loan. That's not my job. Just look at me as someone.
I heard that from Business Backers. I heard that from Synergy. I heard it from LG.
Hey, do yourself a favor and go to Google Reviews, Bank of Cardiff, and look my name up if you don't believe me. I got over 50 reviews of customers that worked with me nonstop. I'm an open book. I think you need a product where someone's going to – you don't need – you need someone to understand your business, and I know you haven't committed a mortal sin. I just think what's happening is you're pushing on people to give you good rates, but you're putting these puzzle pieces together. I do feel that a larger loan that gives you a little more control is probably a better product because what
but
you're
not
sharing.
Not if it's at 8 months like Lena.
No, we're not going to offer you that loan. I can't say that enough. You don't have an interest in that loan. That loan is off the table. I'm not going to offer you that.
Well, why did she give it to me to start with? I told her that was a no, up front I told her there was a no-go with that.
It was thought you had three positions.
And I kept telling her that.
Okay, well.
And she didn't believe it.
If we can,
I had one guy about 2 months ago say I was lying about the Cardinal program, and I said, listen, I'm eligible for a better Cardinal program coming up in another 3 or 4 weeks, I'll call you back then. He says, no, you're not going to get that because they don't have that program. I said, well, I'm glad that you know so fucking much about what I do.
I don't think the Cardinal program, though, it's a great program in terms of rate and time, but I think the problem is, so the biggest issue is this, you're aware of how these UCCs are filed on your business, correct?
Oh, yeah, they keep piling them on. They must have 10 of them in there.
So the problem is, and I don't know. My goal is to not pay off CAN, but look, I might come to you with a long-term solution and say, hey, look, my biggest issue here is your business, it's really understanding about how money operates in your business. And so basically what you're telling me is you take this money and you use inventory and then you pay it off, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And just so I can understand that, because I've never asked you these kind of questions. A lot of people in our industry, you're a customer and you're going to push on a salesperson. And that salesperson is going to be afraid of you and back up the wall and just throw you at the cheapest rate because they're terrified of you. The problem is it's a piecemeal solution. It doesn't really work. The most appropriate thing in these loans to do is identify how this loan works for a business, how they use the money, and then match up that loan product accordingly. So the guess question I ask you is, how much inventory do you buy, and do you buy it on a monthly basis, a daily basis, a yearly basis? How does it work?
It's daily.
Daily, okay. How much do you say spend in a month or every day? Give me an idea here.
In a week?
Sure, a week. All right, so about $400,000 a month. So your business is extremely inventory intensive. That is your biggest cost.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's the nutshell of what's really on it. Okay, you're spending $400,000 on inventory. Okay, great. Of that $400,000, how long does it take you to sell that product?
Depends.
Give me a
minimum. The stuff that's out of the warehouse, 3 to 6 months. The stuff that's in the store, sometimes a year.
Okay. What's your return? What's your markup? What do you make?
47%.
Okay. So you're making 47%, But this is taking you an extremely long time to turn this inventory. This is not a quick... So that's why it doesn't matter if the 8-month loan is at 5%. It does not help your business.
Yeah, I know. I keep meeting myself coming back from it.
You're losing money by doing these loans, from what I understand.
I know. But
okay.
In order for me to keep the business that I have with these direct people... You know,
uh-huh.
We get food from direct. It's not like I can just turn it on and off. Because when I buy a truckload of food from Signature, it's $60,000. And it might take me 6 months to get rid of it.
Okay.
In the meantime, I got to pay them up front.
Do you get... So you're not on terms?
There are no terms in this business. That's why I got into this hassle to start with. Because all of our distributors that we have 60-day terms with were bought out by hedge fund people, and they went from 60 days to 7 and said either you pay it up within 7 days, otherwise we don't deliver.
Okay. So here's what really needs to happen. Once I get those bank statements and those contracts, like I said, I'm going to follow up with you Monday. You've got a very complex file with a lot of moving pieces. I'm just telling you that it's a very complex file. But what is the end goal? What do I think you could eventually qualify for, whether it's now or later? And my only kind of thought here is this. You've contacted us before. If we can't help you out, don't look at it as like, well, it's my way or the highway. That's not just the way that I encourage customers to look at things. But eventually, I'm not you. You got to make your own decisions. The best thing for your business. What's the appropriate loan amount for you? The appropriate loan amount for you is probably something in the neighborhood of $300,000 to $600,000 based on your revenue. What is the appropriate...
Yeah, in 2 years.
Hold on. I'm going to go through that. The problem that it sounds like to me is your business backer loan is costing you money, correct?
Well, I have no doubt about that.
No, I'm saying if you're making 47%, and it's not really costing you money because if you're making 47% in about a year to a year and a half, you can afford the cost of that loan because your markup is more. But anything that's like very short, it's a huge risk for you. Like if you borrow $250 from us over 8 months just to go back to that approval, and even if you pay 10%, it's a huge, huge risk because you're going to be paying back that loan in full before you get paid by us, before you get paid by your customers. So the minimum term length you need on these loans is at least a year, if not two. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So let's get those bank statements.
That we can't go out and get more of this business to bring into the warehouse simply because we're having a hard time holding on to what we got. Now, you just can't go out and get direct business just anywhere in this business.
What do you mean by that?
Because a lot of the manufacturers want to force us through distribution because they want to look, they want to say, oh, gee whiz, look at what we're doing for you as a distributor. So then they push us into them and we're bait.
Okay. I just got your business back here, Lon. Hold on, let me bring it up. And when did you do...
I got four or five files that I got to bring you.
Yeah, give me a second. So what we did, you did 200,000 with them. So so you've done multiple loans with them.
There's one loan.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is date funded 7/19. Okay. Hold on, okay. And this paid off can, correct?
Yes.
So it sounds like, and I think what's causing this issue is this loan funded, but Can did kept on debiting you all through the end of July. That's probably what happened. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. It's because business backers insisted that they pay Can, and when they did that, Can Capital said you don't get your rebate discount.
Yeah, I know how that works because it has to come from your account. That's not how our loans work, by the way. We don't play that game. So if we pay you off, if you pay us off,
well,
we're not.
I think I'm so upset about all this crap.
Well, I think the problem is, you're pushing on people and they're playing sales games with you, and you, no one's talked to you probably in a straightforward manner because they're afraid they're going to lose your business. So I can understand from their shoes.
Well,
okay.
I'm not sure this was forthright either, you know, because, I mean, you're asking for things that I've told you what it is, and then you want to make sure that actually what I'm telling you is true before you even tell me what you think you can do for me.
I don't even know. You got a complex file. You got an extremely complex file. I'm not going to tell you something that I don't know the answer to. You got a really complex file. You got 10 moving pieces. You're asking me to paint. You're saying, hey, paint the Mona Lisa. Here's a paintbrush. Nope. Need a lot of information to even see what I can do for you. The good thing is I'm just working for free to help you out and see if Bank of Carter can help you out, because that's my job. I don't work for free, obviously. I get paid a salary, but my job is to figure this out. Okay, so one quick question. I'm looking at this business backer loan. It says the amount funded is 174. It says your current balance is 191. So the total loan amount was 170. Is that correct? 174?
Yeah, because basically 70,000 of it was for paying off CAN.
Gotcha. Okay, give me a second. Does Business Macro give you a discount if you pay off early?
There is, but it's not much.
Okay. Give me a second. And your payments are $43.15 for 52 weeks. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So 174 times 1.25. Hold on. Okay. So if I'm doing 174 times 1.25, I'm getting to 217. If I do 43.15 times 52, I'm getting to 224. So there's some kind of discrepancy. Maybe your interest rate is like 26 cents on the dollar. I might be missing one part of the equation. Because when I'm taking the weekly payment and I'm multiplying it by 52 weeks, I'm getting to a different amount. If I take 43.15 and I multiply it by 52, I get to 224. But if I take 174 and I multiply it by 125, I get to 217. So unless they have less weeks in a year, they might do it every 4 weeks, I'm not sure. But based on this math, I think your rate factor is, and you can confirm with them, I just don't know. Let's see if I can read this. So it says amount funded 174, rate 43.15 weekly. So let's see if it has a payback here. I'm not really too familiar with their contract. Okay. Let's see. There's an additional purchase price of $20,000. What is that? At 863. What is that? It says supplemental purchase of receivables. Do you see that? It's on page 9.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. So based on my math, and I'm just, because it doesn't have like total payback, but my assumption is your rate factor is a 128, because if I'm going to do 128 times 174,000, I'm going to get to 222,720. So the rate factor is like either 128 or 129. I don't think it's a 125. That's just based on my math, but you can feel free to check that out. Do you understand where the discrepancy is?
I mean, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, because if I do 129 and I multiply by 174, I get to 224,460. If I do 43.15 multiplied by 52, I get to 224,380. So something's off, but you're talking about a 4% is a lot of money, so I would definitely kind of figure that out. I just got one other email from you. All right, got this loan. This is your other loan. This is the same one. Okay. Thanks for your time here, by the way. I'm hopefully going to be able to help you out. Okay. I'm sure you don't like dealing with this stuff any more than anyone else. Probably takes your time. Okay.
Well, you know, I keep thinking that maybe someplace there's somebody that...
Stop talking to salespeople.
It's going to be reasonable.
You're just pushing on people, and they're throwing up something in the air and hoping you catch it. That's what's going on with you.
Well, that may be, but as I said, at this point in time, I'm almost at the point where I'm just going to start closing stores until I get to the point where everything is paid off.
I mean, I'm not. I can't give you any advice on that. That's not something that I'm supposed to tell you or not tell you.
But it seems that no matter what I try to do for my people, this isn't for me. I don't care about me. I care about the people that's been with me for 23 years.
I understand that.
Well, yeah, and then they hope that I'm just a soft sort and that I'll just agree to anything.
You have a $7 million business.
Nobody seems to give a shit that I have a $7 million business. I got a $100,000 loan, therefore you're a bad risk.
No, it's not a bad risk. It's just a cutoff. Just a cutoff. That's all it is. Okay. So I can understand this. I'll look out for the August bank statements. I'm going to tell you on Monday. Like I said, you got a very complex file, but I'll tell you on Monday what I think we can do for you. And I hope we can provide a solution on Monday that you feel is fair. Just to kind of reiterate, the goal is to get you a refinance, whether it's now or in the future, or something that's reasonable. But just to confirm, you're not...
There is no future.
What?
The only future there's going to be is that I will close 3 stores, and I will take $700,000 in inventory. I'm going to pay everything off, and then I'm going to tell everybody to kiss my ass.
I don't care.
The only problem that is that I've got to lay off about 30 people.
No, it sucks. Look, like I said, I can't make those decisions for you. God forbid I would make those decisions for you. I'll let you know what I can do Monday. And also in the future, it is my role here. That is what I have to do. Well, not have to. It's what I should do, and it's my role. My goal is to get you into something better. So I think what I understand now is the 2-term loans. And just so I can kind of reiterate, what are the 2 balances on your CAN loans once again? What's the 2 balances?
There's one that's about $42,000, and the other one is going to be about probably $180,000 or something like that.
$42,180.
That we're talking about $5,000 or $10,000 here or there. That's approximately what it is. You got
okay.
The contract.
Okay. Well, I'll look out for those bank statements, and I'll be calling you Monday.
The only reason why you need those bank statements is because you don't believe that I don't have any more daily draws.
That's completely fake. I would need your bank statements because it's the current month. I require them regardless. No one's prosecuting you here. Well, not whether I believe or not. If your bank accounts have tons of negatives, the conversation changes. I'm not here to play, believe you or not believe you.
There's only one account that goes negative, and that's the one where... If the money's not in the right place, they have NSFs, and then we pay them that day, and then it's all over with. But it's all in that one account.
Okay. Well, like I said, give me a holler when you have a chance. I'll look out for those bank statements, and I just need them for underwriting, and we'll talk Monday.
Yeah, and you'll probably have an underwriter call me up and say I'm a liar about Cardinal loans, because that's what they've all done in the last 4 times I've talked to them.
I'm not calling you a liar.
I guess I'm just a little on edge because of your Lena.
You have a complex file. I'm just trying to help you. You don't have to work with me. Look, if you don't want to work with me, that's fine. I'm just a guy that works here. I've been doing this for quite a while, and I'm here to help. But you don't have to work with me, and I'm not trying to be passive-aggressive. I'm telling you the truth. You have an extremely complex file, a lot of moving pieces, recent refinancing, a lot of different loans. It is a complex file. I'm just trying to do right by you and help you out. That's it.
All right.
All right.
I don't know if Chris got that to you yet. If he didn't, it won't be there until Monday.
I didn't get it, but I'll see it Monday and I'll holler at you then, okay?
All right.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.